or you, because you have to leave, it's okay.
Great, thank you. Yeah, because th is this meeting solely on Nerd Haven?
No, we're also talking about a change of licensed premises for Wando's.
Oh yeah. Okay. Then I'll wait. Yep, not a problem. I got the this script of what I need to read, and I'm not seeing it in my shirt. Here we go. Okay. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video for purpose of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I call this meeting of ALRC to order at 12:15 p.m. Will you please call the roll?
Sure. Alder Revere?
Here.
Alder Revere is here. Mr. Farley?
Present.
Farley's here. Mr. Baruchuk?
Here.
Ms. Ruchik is here. Mr. Donnelly.
Present.
Ms. Donnelly is here. Ms. Westra.
Here.
Ms. Westra is here. Alder Carter is not here. And Alder Knox is also not here. Okay, Chair, we do have quorum.
Excellent. All right. Do we have any registrants for general public comment?
We do not.
All right. Moving right along. Disclosures and recusals. Members of the body should make any required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. Are there any? All right. First up, item two, change of licensed premises for Wando's. Jay, can you please tell us what you are proposing?
Michael, this is for Jay's. My place right next to Wando's,
Oh,
the old
you're right.
rec
I'm
shed.
sorry. I,
Oh, that's
you're
okay.
right. I just didn't look hard enough and made a bad assumption.
So basically, when I opened up in October, I only had 8 days to get it ready for the school year. So now that summer rolls around, I'd like to demolish the bathrooms, expand the bathrooms, make them nice. The existing bathrooms have been there for 50 plus years, haven't changed much. So I'm basically doing a bunch of upgrades to the interior of Jay's, flooring, ceiling, bar top, but the main with the change of premise and the uptick in capacity is with the expanded bathrooms. So
It's been years, but I have been in those bathrooms, and this sounds like a good idea.
yes.
Committee, what questions do you have for the applicant?
I don't have anything. I'm just in shock that the bathrooms are going to be nice.
Oh. Well, I believe that just by redoing the bathrooms, the amount of people that would want to come in, and my staff makes fun of me a little bit because I want to do a higher end menu, with classic cocktails, but you cannot really do that when you have basically glorified porta potties in there. So the drink menu will match the decor, you know, and I will have a garage door opening when it's nice out, you know, new facade. So it's just going to be what is needed to make it look nice. I mean, it's nice now, but obviously anybody on this committee that's been in there, the bathrooms are long overdue. So I'm excited for it.
Excellent. Mitty, what other questions do you have for the applicant? Jim, do we have any other registrants for this item?
We do not.
Mitty, what's your pleasure?
Move approval.
Your motion to approve from Ms. Westra, a second from Ms. Farley. Alder Verveer.
Thank you, Chair. I have a question of Captain Hansen, since he generously is sticking with us when he needs to be on campus, it sounds like. Mike, you probably don't realize this, but some of us on the committee that have been here for a while know that not the current license holder, but the previous license holder at this address attempted to increase the capacity in the past, and the Central Police District has opposed an increased capacity over 80 in the past. Do you in your capacity have any concern whatsoever with increasing the capacity here by 19 persons?
None whatsoever. I've worked with Jay for years before just getting into this assignment here, and he runs a very good bar and no nonsense, and we appreciate that. That makes our job easier. So increasing this by 19 is not of police concern right now.
Sounds good. Thank you. That's what I was hoping you would say. And I'll just add, Chair, that I wholeheartedly support and we'll miss the historic bathrooms in a way. Thank you.
Well, maybe Jay will take some pictures. Any further discussion? Hearing none, any dissent? Hearing none, motion carries. Item 2 is granted. Congratulations, Jay, and good luck with the remodeling project.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
Sure. Next up, item 3, new license application for Nerd Haven at 203 Cottage Grove Road. Let's see, John, I assume you're here for this one?
Yeah, I can ask him on mute.
I'm here.
Excellent. Can you please tell us what you... Oh, actually, so we've had this one before. Jim, can you refresh?
So this one, yep, this one was at the ALRC a couple weeks ago. It was noticed as a Class B beer only. We were able to put 3 notices out these last 3 days, listing this application as being at this meeting and then to the May 7th Common Council as a Class B beer, Class C wine license. So we did the extra notifications that way we could add that after it was listed on the application as a Class B beer, Class C wine, but the legislative file had omitted the Class C wine. So we've re-noticed it and brought it here so we can consider it as a Class B beer, Class C wine per open meetings laws and per the required notices for the statutes, rather than having to make him wait a whole other month for the ALRC to consider the Class C wine.
Now, at the risk of getting ourselves into additional trouble, I note on our agenda that it only says Class B beer.
It does?
I think so.
If I may speak.
Give us a sec, John. Sure. Jim is sorting out administrative things.
Sure.
It looks like it does. I don't know why I pulled that one.
Attorney McReynolds, would you please let us know what our options are now and what risks are associated with each of those options? As you might guess, I've had conversations with attorneys before.
Yeah. Jim, you said it was noticed in the paper correctly?
Correct. Yeah, we put it in the newspaper as a BBRC wine. And in the legislative file, I made a new version of the body of it. And for some reason, it pulled in the first version and not the current second version.
Okay. I mean, I think the most conservative option is to refer this to the next meeting. That would not involve additional notification in the paper, right, Jim?
Correct.
Okay.
I wouldn't see why, because we don't usually add that on other ones. But it's the situation we were in with the last meeting is, do we want to delay him getting the Class B beer and just send it to council, or have a new file for next month?
Well, and Amber, you described what the most conservative option would be. Now, yeah, we have other options with associated risks. What would our risks be if we acted upon this as a Class B beer, Class C wine right now?
You know, I'm not fully sure, to be honest, because I haven't been in this exact situation before. I mean, a risk is always that someone, you know, sues us. That's always going to be a risk for anything any committee or city, you know, does.
And if they were to sue us, it would be to sue us to do what? To say that the action would become void and we would have to act on it again?
Then you'd have to redo it. The license would be void, and then you'd have to come back and redo it. So, I mean, I don't love this, but I think that, at least since it was noticed in the paper, I think you could go forward with it. And if we have to come back and fix something later, we fix something later.
I believe the odds that there exists a person who is fine with this establishment having a beer license, uncomfortable with them having a wine license, and inclined to file such a suit are vanishingly small. Let's see, Ms. Farley, then Ms. Westra.
Yeah, point of information. We did approve the Class B last session of the LRC, right? Or recommend for approval? Okay. Erring on the side of caution, are there any concerns from the applicant for bringing the Class B wine to the next meeting of the LRC? I hate to have them during two meetings, but I think I'd be more comfortable with us.
So, John, Ms. Farley's question was, if we were to go forward without doing something with the wine license now, it would mean that you would be good to go now with beer and then would be able to add wine, pardon me, after the next ALRC meeting. And Catherine, was your question, how much of a hardship would that be?
I think my question is if he's okay with that, so that we're able to err on the side of caution and making sure that notification and information to the community is accurate.
John?
I don't have a problem with it. If that decision comes to be, we're prepared to inform our public of what's going to transpire with the beer to begin with after this meeting today, that policies are going to be changing. Will it be a hardship? Well, yes and no. Like wine would be a good thing to have as an inventory for people to enjoy, but if we need to talk about it, that's fine. I can sit with the beer because more people have been asking for beer.
Makes sense. Ms. Westrup?
I was just going to do the clarification that we've already passed the beer and that we were just bringing this forward. So trying to get this all on the one council meeting to add the wine instead of pushing that off till June. So I'm good going forward with, let's just do the class, the wine, and I'm good.
Mr. Bushak?
I just want to note for the committee that we did receive a letter of opposition today for someone who is opposed to this license, presumably with both the Class B and the Class C. That person or any person who's opposed to this, who's been watching our discussion today, might be aware that we, by passing the Class C today, are taking the more risky maneuver legally, and could note that and could use that to act on their opposition. I believe that, functionally speaking, the community has been properly notified. But I think I would support the more conservative option would be to grant the Class B, let it go to council, and then address the Class C later.
So, Mr. Verbeck, please refresh our memory. No, never mind. I see it right here. So, on April 17th, we recommended to council that they grant the Class B beer application. And so the formal action was that we referred that legislative item back to the Common Council with our recommendation. Given that it was not referred, the Class B beer license was not referred to this meeting, it shouldn't be on our agenda, right? Like, is this actually something we even can act on? And what I'm saying, and please, no one become alarmed. Hypothetically, if we wanted to change our minds and not grant the beer license after all, would we even be able to do that?
Yeah, I don't know if that's an Amber question or not. My thought was, if you were going to add the C, it would have to be the action from last meeting would have to be reconsidered, and then pass here. But if we just want to go with the B, that I would think that the committee would have to take no action, and it would just continue on to the council.
Oh, I see. So the item that was previously for a Class B is now for a Class B and C.
Correct.
Except it's not. It was noticed as such, but isn't on the agenda as such. All right, I get it. Okay. So, committee, you have a number of options now. Ms. Westra?
I just have one last lawyer question.
Mm-hmm.
What considers something to be legally noticed?
Well, if we're talking about the notice in the paper, Jim would have the exact details on that. But as far as being noticed on the agenda, I mean, generally it should be something that, you know, anyone from reading it can tell what is going to be taken up at the meeting. And so, you know, given that, I would not say that this is correctly on the agenda because it doesn't say anything about a Class C wine. So especially since the applicant doesn't seem to be suggesting that there'll be significant hardship. I mean, I have my recommendation would be to just put the Class C wine on the next ALRC meeting and let the B go as was already voted to the council. But yep. That's my recommendation. The ALRC members can choose to accept that or not.
So all we would need to do is nothing. But we can't just do nothing. So what would we need to move or say or just...
We could refer this...
application.
We could refer this item to the Common Council.
So I moved to, we refer this to the Common Council as we decided in the last meeting of the ALRC.
Okay, just whoever's in charge of the...
Or do we even need a motion like that? Like if we just motion to adjourn, wouldn't it just go to the Common Council with the last recommendation to grant the license?
That seems reasonable also. Before anyone makes a motion to adjourn, I would like to give Ms. Farley and Mr. Bruchak the opportunity to speak, seeing as a motion to adjourn is not debatable.
I was going to make such a motion.
Are you comfortable with pausing a moment to allow Mr. Bruchak to state his mind? Mr. Bruchak, then Ms. Farley.
Another thought, I'm happy to adjourn after this if everyone else is done, but one thought is, couldn't the proper notice be made and the council take it up, take up the Class C license, notwithstanding our inaction on it?
They certainly could. It would be a departure from standard process and would, anytime somebody does that, it then invites two questions, one being why now, and then the future one being, but why not now? All right, Ms. Farley?
I guess move to adjourn.
I hear a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Jerry Carter has a hand up.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that, first of all, the council won't discuss the wine. They usually just go with what's recommended when it comes to the alcohol license. I was just gonna say that I would be supporting the beer license for this establishment. And thank you.
So I heard a motion from Ms. Farley to adjourn. Is there a second? Second from Ms. Westra. All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, have the same privilege. Motion carries. ALRC is adjourned at 12:36 p.m. And I will see you all in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh.